Hello, Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Hannis. Thank you so much for listening today. How are you? Hope everything's going good and you're all having a great week. It's only Monday right now. Today I'm recording on Monday. The weekend was fun. Colors are starting to pop on the trees. Got a really cool tree out front. It's like getting to be about 25 years old, so it's big. It's got little tiny yellow leaves. They're really bright. And I've been getting out the leaf blower and making a big pile for Willow to play in. Had some neighbor kids over. They're having a blast. Combing the leaves out of her hair, not so much fun. But it's all worth it in the end because we're outside having fun, being together. Even Callie the Wonder Dog next door, she loves the leaf pile. We throw her tennis ball in there. She's airborne. She just jumps up, her cute little ears flapping in the wind. She'll dig. She's not leaving that pile until she gets her ball out. It's so, so cute. She just has us all laughing. It's just awesome. So yeah, October is here. It's my favorite month. The weather's nice. Everything's so pretty. I've been dealing with some interesting genetic information about myself. Not only do I have a crap load of mutations in my tumor, I also have one that has now been proven to be a mutation that I was born with. I'm not going to get into details because I honestly don't really understand it all. And I don't want to pretend to sound like I know what I'm talking about, but it's interesting. And I kind of look at it as, you know, my goose is cooked. I've already got the cancer. But I'm really hopeful that with how rare everything is and has been for me and my disease, I am really hoping and praying that some research can be done and that my situation is able to further some kind of research to connect some dots and get rid of this cancer once and for all. Wouldn't that be cool? Okay, I'm a little over hopeful, but every little bit can help. You know, you never know. So that's kind of cool. I had my scan last week. Drum roll. I'm stable. Still stable. Scans are stable. I mean, how long is this going to go on? I know I keep asking myself, and I gotta go back to my positive affirmations. Live in the now. Quit looking back. Quit worrying about the future. What matters is right now. Stop it. Constantly struggling with myself. So you may have noticed the title of this episode. Yep. Okay, so this is the bummer episode. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. There are a couple whys. Well, first of all, why am I doing this? Well, because I'm keeping it real. The subject is about cancer. I think if you've been listening to me, you pretty much know that for the most part, almost all the time, I'm pretty positive, I'm upbeat, I'm happy as a clam. And why do people say that? Why are clams happy? Anyways, I'm happy. I'm truly appreciating every single day, and I'm so excited to live my life. At the same time, I gotta keep it real. And I wanna share some bummers. And some of you may have gone through this, either for yourself or with someone you know that is dealing with cancer. Some of this stuff can affect people without cancer or without knowing someone with cancer. This is just life. So I'm going to keep it real, and here we go. I'm just going to list out my bummers. And I don't know why for sure, just other than that saying of, you know, if the plane's going down, you got to grab that oxygen mask and stick it on your face before your child's. You got to keep yourself healthy for your child. If you try to protect them first, you're no good if you're dead to them. You have to be well to be there for your child. So ironically, one of the things that has kind of spun me off my axis today is my child, my sweet girl. The blue last night, she asked me, you know, how old is Cousin Daisy? I said, oh, she's 13. She said, oh, will you be here when I'm 13? I wasn't quite sure what to say. That was a tough question. But thankfully, I came up with a pretty quick response. I said, well, you know, Willow, that's the plan. But ultimately, it's God's choice. It's God's plan. And I trust that. But it just brought to the surface some really raw feelings that I have. And ones that I don't really talk about. And the worst part about cancer for me is worrying about her. So I'm going to move along. I'm not going to focus on that. I think it goes without saying that's one of the hardest parts. But so some of the other bummers, I'm not going to hype this up into a top 10. I am going to play sappy music in the background because why not? We're gonna get this out of our system. Got to let it out sometimes. So yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just letting stuff out. Scanxiety. It's still here. I got my results last week. Stable. Lab stable. Everything's stable. Okay, there was one test that I am still, it's always in the back of my mind. This happens all the time. But this one, I swear to God, it has not been elevated since right after I was diagnosed. I've asked the doctor about it. They say it's fine, but I'm still suspicious. But anyways, for the most part, everything's stable. And I burst into tears with that news. And I think it's because I've been telling myself the last few times, I'm sick and tired of being scared. I'm not going to be scared. And so I suppressed that fear. And I acted all tough guy. Yeah. Scans. So what? If it's back, it's back. Just come back. Make my day. I'm ready. F you, cancer. So that's what I've been doing, and it's gotten me through the scans beautifully. But guess what? After I got the results, I crashed and burned. All that emotion that I held in, all the fear, it came out. It was hard. It was really hard. I've never been so sad to be stable. I was just so confused. It's another reason why I gotta let this out today. I hope you don't mind. I hope it helps you. I hope that you can try and let things out. Maybe it'll help you relieve some pressure. So with cancer, you know, the physical illness, it's just not cool. And I know I've got it made in the shade. I know so many people have so many hard physical things to go through. Whether it's side effects from chemotherapy, hair loss, body changes, surgeries. I mean, the list goes on and on. The fight to stay alive is real, and it can really screw things up. You know, I'm lucky. For the most part, I've been able to keep my side effects under control. So many people don't, and I know that, and I'm so sorry. Another huge bummer. Post-traumatic stress disorder, I mean, I really think that it's real. I'm pretty sure that I have PTSD after being diagnosed, being told that your outlook is pretty grim, and then living with that and not knowing what's going to happen. Some of the treatments and some of the procedures we've gone through. I mean, of course, I look at all of this and I'm like, thank God I'm still here. I've never been more grateful. But at the same time, if you just think back to what it was like, I flip out. And that's why my therapist says stay in the now. So why do I keep going back? It's a work in progress, people. Anybody who's going through that, I feel for you. I'm right there with you. That's my struggle. That's my bummer. Ugh. Yeah, thinking about the future too much. When is it going to come back? They know it's going to come back. Secretly, I think that it's possible that it won't. But I can't allow myself to think that because everybody tells me it will. Just a matter of time. Or is it? Maybe it won't. Ugh, the not knowing. It's a bummer. You know what else is really bothering me? So many people are going through this. I'm a Facebooker. I love support groups. I think they're great. And by the way, Hello Cancer Friends just started a Facebook support group. The membership is growing, and I love it. And I can't wait to have some good conversations. Even just hello, how you doing? Let's support each other. Go to Facebook and Hello Cancer Friends support group. Join. I'll get you in. So with these groups, though, you read all the stories. And it's kind of like what I'm doing with my voice. But these are stories from so many different people. Thousands of people. So many touched by cancer. Why can't we figure this out? Why can't we get this fixed? It's just such a bummer. And like, why? Why is there so much pain? And I've met a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends now that I've met on social media going through similar things. It's hard to hear when they're having a tough time. But at the same time, I want to stand tall, be strong for them. Because I know how many people are strong for me when I need it. So many new cases every day. I'm new here, just got diagnosed, or my dad thought it was this, but it turned out to be that. It's really, really hard. The loss. Losses can be overwhelming. And I'm not just talking about loss of a person. I'm talking about loss of the life for me, the life I once had. The job I did. I was so active. I'm going through that loss right now. The loss of simple things like riding my bike. It's hard. Everything's different. Lots of bummers. It's so easy to get sad, to get angry and depressed. I'm taking a deep breath right now. Reminds me of the CAT scan. They tell you when to breathe. Breathe in. Hold your breath. Anyways, let it out. I feel better. I'm sorry to unload to you on this podcast, but it's real. And I'm guessing that some of you can relate to this, some of these things. And that's what this podcast is about. Friends coming together, letting it all out so we can move on. I'm excited to continue my work in progress and keep living in the now. I'm healthy. I'm happy. What was the other thing I've been telling myself? See, I've been horrible at it. I haven't been doing it. I'm healthy and I'm happy. Right now, I feel good. I'm kind of hungry, but I feel good. So I hope that you can release some of your bummers. Write them down. Talk them out in your head. Talk them out to the wall. Go for a walk. Let it out. Don't hold it in. God knows I can't. That's just how I'm wired. I gotta let it out. And I really think it helps. There is too much going on that is wonderful in this life to hang on to all the bummers. Woo! So that wraps up today's bummer episode. And I don't know. I think this could be a new trend. We'll just do a bummer episode when we need to unload. And I invite everyone to visit my website. Go to the share section. Tell me your bummers. Just let it out. I can anonymously read your bummers. And then you know you just let it out. You're not carrying that burden on your shoulders anymore. Fill out the share section on my website. Say you're Mickey Mouse. You don't need to say your name. Nobody knows who you are. If you're shy or you just want to stay private, but you got to let it out. I'm going to let it out, and now I'm going to go blow some more leaves around in the yard. Can't wait. I love it. I'm going to enjoy the day. And I hope you enjoy your day too. Enjoy your week. And if you'd like to share your story, go to HelloCancerFriends.com. I'd love to hear from you. Feedback, share your story, set up a time for us to Zoom. I'll play your story right on the podcast here. And I'm sure by now you realize that you can download Hello Cancer Friends wherever you find your podcast. If you could share, I'd really appreciate it. Share this with your friends, share it with everyone you know. I'd love to get the word out for anyone who is looking for support. And a few laughs along the way. Not today, because this is the bummer episode, pretty much. But You got to get through the crap to find the sunshine. Now that is one saying that no one's ever said, I'm sure. That was really stupid, but I made it up on the fly. And that's what Hello Cancer Friends is all about. I hope you have a really good week. I look forward to talking to you next time. Let it all out. Live in the now. Take care. Bye-bye.